In his Clinton administration memoirs, Locked in the Cabinet, Reich describes a Thomas Nast cartoon world where he is in constant battle with greedy fat cats, social Darwinists, and Mr. Monopoly. In one scene, he recounts how he told some hard truths to the National Association of Manufacturers, describing a room as billowing with cigar smoke and filled with hostile men whose boos and hisses were punctuated with curses. Jonathan Rauch, one of Washington's best journalists and thinkers, checked the videotape. The audience was polite, even warm. They didn't smoke at all. Plus, the room was one-third female. In another episode, Reich reported that a congressman jumped up and down shouting, "Evidence! Evidence!" at Reich during a hostile hearing. Rauch again checked the tape. Instead of an inquisition, it was a typically dull, earnestly wonkish hearing, and most of the statements Reich attributed to his tormentor were simply fabricated by him. Indeed, vast swaths of the book are pure fantasy, but in a very familiar sort of way. At every turn, people say things that confirm Reich's cartoon version of reality. Representative Robert Michael, the former House Republican leader, supposedly tells Reich that Newt Gingrich and company talk as if they're interested in ideas, in what's good for America. But don't be fooled. They're out to destroy. They'll try to destroy anything that gets in their way using whatever tactics are available. Michael never said any such thing. When Slade asked him about the controversy, Reich said, "Look, the book is a memoir. It's not investigative journalism." When Rauch asked him about his tall tales, "Did you just make them up?" Reich responded, "They're in my journal." Finally, Reich simply fell back on pure relativism. "I claim no higher truth than my own perceptions." In other words, his defense is that this is really the way he sees the world. So again, if Reich is capable of bending reality to fit his political morality tale, if he is programmed to see the world as a series of vital lies and useful myths, how exactly could the Clintons have expected him to do anything but stay true to form? It's not like the Clintons didn't know what their two old friends believed. Bill Clinton's policy manifesto, Putting People First, was essentially a Magazine Reich Festschrift. What seems to motivate people like Reich is an abiding conviction that they are on the right side of history. Their aim is to help the people, and therefore they are not required to play by the rules. Moreover, just as they claim to be secularists, they also claim to be pragmatists, unconstrained by dogma, unlike those hidebound conservatives. Circumstances change, so too must our ideas. Or as Jonathan Chait of The New Republic puts it, "Incoherence is simply the natural byproduct of a philosophy rooted in experimentation and the rejection of ideological certainty." This is a bit reminiscent of a line from Mussolini, quoted in the same magazine by Charles Beard. "The fascisti," Il Duce announced, "are the gypsies of Italian politics. Not being tied down to any fixed principles, they proceed unceasingly toward one goal, the future well-being of the Italian people."
This is the end of the CD. The program continues on the next CD.